here on.
With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. High school football last night and a full Friday. We had a pair of games on the air last night here on Tigers. Home opener as they hosted a T-Area. T-Area pulled out a 41-14 win over Huron. T-Area able to score twice in the final minute of the first half, and that put them in the lead, and they cruised on to the victory. Huron scored twice. Bubba Peterson, a 92-yard kickoff return for a score, and Anderson Porish, a 70-yard touchdown pass from Colton McNeil. Huron drops to 0-3 on the season. They will host Sturgis for homecoming next Friday night. Here on KOKK, Sully Buttes hosted Hitchcock Tulare. Sully Buttes scored three times in the second quarter to put some space, and they went on to a 48-18 win over the Patriots. For Hitchcock Tulare, Peyton Chasing Hawk scored twice, a 56-yard touchdown pass from Neil Salmon, and also a 40-yard run. Derek Johnson added a 6-yard run for Hitchcock Tulare. They dropped to 2-2 on the season. Miller, Highmore, Herald notched their first win of the season as they edged Chamberlain 26-20. Rustlers now 1-2 on the season. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central, ranked number 3 in 11B, rolled to a 50-12 win over Webster last night. Six different players scored for the Blackhawks. Ryder Mihalik, 5 catches for 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. Holden Havlik threw 2 touchdowns and ran for a score, as the Blackhawks now 3-0 on the season. Elkton Lake Benton shut out DeSmit 42-0. Stanley County rolled over Redfield 44-8. High-scoring game, Burke defeated Sunshine Bible 64-38. Looking at 11AA and AAA scores, Brookings, boy, they're just on a charmed run this year after winning just once last year. They're now 3-0 after an 8-7 win over Aberdeen. Brookings scored on a 67-yard touchdown pass with 23 seconds left, then added the 2-point conversion for the win. Yankton thumped Douglas 74-6. Watertown defeated Pierre 28-14. Number 1 in AA goes down. Pierre's first loss to another AA team in 3 years. In AAA, Harrisburg defeated Rapid City Central 42-8. Brandon Valley shut out O'Gorman 27-0. And Sturgis, coming to Huron next week, picked up a win over AAA Rapid City Stevens 24-16. That's the rundown of our football scores from yesterday. Golf, Huron Tigers travel down to Yankton for an invitational there. Watertown won the team title at 3-0-1. Brandon Valley was second by tiebreaker over Harrisburg, both finished at 3-0-8. Individual medalist was Ty Leonards of Watertown with a 71 for Huron. Emmerich Dedine had a 96. Ben Kleinsaucer a 107. And that's the rundown of our results from yesterday. A look at the schedule for today. Girls tennis, Huron Tigers hosting Watertown and Brookings at the courts today. Going to be a long day. I believe Pierre coming in and getting a couple of duels in as well. Volleyball today, DeSmit, Hitchcock, Tulare, and Redfield are all playing at the Clark Willow Lake Tournament. Highmore Herald's traveling out to the Phillip Tournament. And Woolsey Wessington is hosting the Warbird Invitational. Warbird, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, Sunshine Bible playing there. And Miller is at Potter County. Soccer, Rapid City Christian is at James Valley Christian. And that's the rundown of our local schedule. Both the University of South Dakota and South Dakota State football are 1-1 as they play later today. Last week, the Coyotes lost to at Big Ten Wisconsin. Now they're on the road again this Saturday and a longer road trip out in Oregon as they're at Portland State from the Big Sky Conference. Coyote head coach Bob Nielsen says going on the road back-to-back weeks is a tough job.
Well, back-to-back road trips are never fun. It really presses your schedule for this week because you don't get back until later in the evening on Saturday night and or early Sunday morning, as the case may be. But the one thing about the traveling is your guys are together. You know, they're together for basically better part of 48 hours, and we've got a team that really enjoys each other and are fun to be around.
Meanwhile, the top-ranked FCS Jackrabbits are at home for an old-school matchup with Division II Augustana. Will be the first time in 20 years that the two former North Central Conference rivals have played. Jack's head coach Jimmy Rogers says there's a lot of familiarity between the kids on both rosters.
I know a lot of our players know these players because we have a lot of in-state players on our team, so some guys were teammates with these guys. For me, I don't look at these games any different than the other games. I really don't. Nobody wants to really hear that message, but I do believe in being at your best and being locked in has nothing to do with anybody else but yourself and what we do as a team. And
kickoff is 6 o'clock tonight in Brookings. Minnesota Twins opened up a three-game weekend series interleague play with the Cincinnati Reds. Twins need wins with just over a couple of weeks left in the season, but Cincinnati, with a big inning, was able to pick up the win. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
It was a gorgeous Friday night as the Twins welcomed in the Cincinnati Reds. Reds limping a bit, 71-77. Twins in the thick of the playoff chase in the American League and welcoming back Byron Buxton. Byron did his part, a home run. Byron with a solo homer in the fifth to tie the game at one, but it would certainly be untied in the seventh. It began with Spencer Steer, former Twins farmhand, tripling off the wall in right field. A bunt single from T.J. Friedl scored him to make it 2-1 Cincinnati. Ty France, first pitch double, and that made it a 3-1 game. After a walk and a couple of strikeouts, Bailey Ober out, Jorge Alcala in, inheriting first and second with two outs and the Twins down 3-1. He walked the first man he faced, and the next man he faced, unfortunately for the Twins, was Ellie De La Cruz. 23 bombs, 65 runs batted in.
Way to go, Chris.
There's a grand slam for Ellie De La Cruz, and the Reds have broken this one wide open. First pitch. And a talent like Ellie De La Cruz, you can hold him down, but all it takes is one swing of the bat for a massive impact. That's a grand slam, and now a 7-1 Cincinnati lead. Twins mustered a bit of a rally. They scored three in the seventh, gave one back in the eighth, and they simply could never catch up. The Reds beat the Twins 8-4 on your home for Twins baseball.
So Twins will come back. We'll see if Carlos Correa is about ready to get back on the field as well. Twins hosting Cincinnati tonight. Semien Woods-Richardson will get the start for the Twins and pregame to begin at 5:30 this evening here on KOKK. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll hear from Tom Salmon, head coach, Hitchcock Tulare football. They lost on KOKK last night to Acela Buttes, now 2-2 on the season. We'll hear from Huron Tiger volleyball coach Josh Lane. Tigers dropped a match to Watertown on Tuesday. They're getting set for homecoming and coronation Monday night, hosting Yankton. And a few more comments from Drew Strand, head football coach for the Huron Tigers as well. That is our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 10 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And Rich, let's talk about the Labor Day sale. Now, kind of a misnomer when we say Labor Day sale, because it's not just a one-day sale. The sale has started, it continues, and here at Slumberland, and plenty of things on sale, including a whole bunch of doorbusters.
That's right. You know, Labor Day is one of the biggest events of the year. We really ask all of our vendors to step up with amazing deals, and we at Slumberland wanted to bring some of the best values that we've had all year. We've got sofas starting at less than $400. We've got reclining sofa with a free recliner, both pieces together, $697. We've got a sectional with a free ottoman for less than $1,000. Bedstead you can get for $350 that it comes with a free matching rug of your choice. We have up to 60% off of list prices, and as we always do here at Slumberland, we allow you to combine all of the sale prices with our interest-free financing. So right now, we have up to 60% off store-wide, all these doorbuster specials, and also you can take advantage of no interest for 36 months.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. First up, Dakota Sports Saturday. Tom Salmon, head football coach for Hitchcock Tulare. The Patriots 2-2 on the season after a 48-18 loss at Sully Buttes last night. Patriots opened with a loss to Corsica Stickney, then two wins in a row, Iroquois Lake Preston and Northwestern, before last night's loss to Sully Buttes. Iroquois Lake Preston, their first win, came at a cost, though. Quarterback Patrick Maynard went out in the first half with an injury, and Coach, just talk about that. It's kind of had you doing some shifting of the lineup since then, but I guess first things first, I hope best for the young man. I know it was kind of a wicked-looking injury when that occurred in Iroquois a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, for sure. He had a head injury after that game and hasn't come back since. And so he's healing up. He's doing better, but he's just not ready to play at this point.
Yeah, those are tough to manage because you might feel fine, but yet you take that testing, and the testing might say, nope, you're not cleared yet, so you have to wait a little while longer.
Yeah, you're right. It's a tough situation to deal with, whether you're the athlete or people watching it.
And you were able to overcome that game, Iroquois Lake Preston, and then last week as well at Northwestern, picking up a couple of convincing wins, especially last week. So, you know, heading into last night, you knew Sully Buttes was going to be good, but still, you kind of felt, well, we're still kind of on the right track here right now.
Yeah, we're still on track. We have a ways to go. We're still learning and growing, but our guys have great potential and a great opportunity to do something in 9B football.
I know he finished out ILP with Peyton Chasinghawk running at quarterback, but then elevated an eighth grader, Neil Salmon, who you're related to, and elevated him last week. Got good results against Northwestern before last night, but I guess you gave him a little taste of varsity there at ILP just to see.
Yeah, I brought him out in the Iroquois game, just one play, just to throw a long ball to Peyton. And it was late in the game, so it didn't matter whether we caught it or not. But I think he's ready. I mean, he's been throwing the ball well and in practices. And last year, our guys were trying to talk me into playing him last year, and I chose not to. And this year is sort of, whether we're forced into it or not, I think he's ready, and it's definitely helped our team out last week. So,
Tom Salmon, head coach, Hitchcock Tulare, as they fell last night at Sully Buttes, 48-18, middle point of the season, hard to believe that already. But the Patriots at 2-2 have next week off. It is their bye week, and then on September 27th, they return home, hosting Sunshine Bible, and that'll be homecoming for the Patriots as well. Still to come, we'll talk here on Tiger Volleyball next with head coach Josh Lean on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk Huron Tiger Volleyball with head coach Josh Lean. The Tigers nearly a week off right now after a 3-4 start on the season. Couple of very strong opponents. The last two matches, both losses, the five-setter a week ago at home against Aberdeen. Then this past Tuesday, fifth-ranked Watertown lost in four sets. And Josh, I imagine first off we're just in a kind of a learning situation right now. We do have some new kids in the lineups, and we saw a few things, especially on Saturday, where we had to play a lot of extra volleyball, a long, grueling match. Then on Tuesday, you know, with Watertown, a top team, tried to bring some of those over. But, you know, overall, you know, the girls were still kind of learning. Even the experienced girls are learning with the new girls that are in the lineup.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, really, every coach hopes that their team just continues to get a little better every week and every week. And every time we play, to include, you know, when I look at Watertown, you know, if we'd have played Aberdeen, if we'd have served against Aberdeen as well as we served against Watertown, we might have won that match. You know, when I look at Aberdeen, if we'd have played at the Huron Invite as hard as we played against Aberdeen, or played floor defense as well as we played against Aberdeen, you know, we maybe pick up another win, maybe even two at the Huron Invite. So, the good news is we are growing. We've got the growth mindset. We're trying, you know, this week included, we've tried to just continue to focus on getting a little bit better every day. And every day we come to practice thinking, you know, with the mentality that, you know, we're not a good volleyball team. We've got to get better. We want to beat teams. And so we take that mindset to the court, and we've been working to the point of what do we need to focus on to get better today? What do we need to push through? And we need to be very intentional, because I do think we're getting better every day. I do think we're getting better every week. Hopefully it shows on the court. What it isn't showing on yet, unfortunately, is our record. And our record is balanced by seed points. You know, that we're not getting the points that we need to right now. And we need to start winning some of those matches. Of course, you know, as I look at this last week, that we've focused on connections with our setters. We've focused on continuing to develop kits to play potentially six rotations. We've alternated between different lineup options. You know, on Tuesday when we played Watertown, I had to switch my outside hitters to their unfamiliar spot in the rotation just based on not really being sure how many reps Addy could take on that bum wheel, which it's healed up nicely this week. So I feel really good about that, putting them back into their comfort position. But we're also going to surround them by a little bit better hitters. We're going to see if maybe we can get a couple extra blocking opportunities at the net, maybe going into next week, and just shore up our floor defense and make sure we're good to go. Now, transitioning a little bit in my mind to balance of good news is we're at home against Yankton on Monday. That's homecoming. So you've got all of the distraction of homecoming, but we can get our competition out of the way right away and see if we can't start chalking up that win column just a little bit here moving forward, and with an opportunity to utilize maybe a few more kids off the bench and just stay fluid with what we're trying to accomplish, you know, and get that win so that our seed points can start actually reflecting our improvements.
You know, as I just was thinking here too, you know, one girl we really haven't mentioned at all pregame, postgame, or anything here so far is probably your steady Eddie out there, to pull out a bad cliche, but Hilton Hines at libero. You just tell her, stand back there, do your job, and that's what she does.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that doesn't go unnoticed, certainly from the coaching staff. And I know that it's often that I come out of the locker room postgame and do the same thing you and I do, and we often just We know what Hilton's capable of. She's doing everything she can to help us win. She's always in the right spot. She's reading. She's got an impressive ability to read. And so we just expect that out of her, right? And I always have to remember to send her a message or send, you know, give her a high five at the, or a pat on the back at practice, because I just don't want her to I can't take a kid like that for granted, right? Because she's a special kid. She's a good libero. She's a good leader. Her voice is important to us. And you know, as she grows in her development of the game, what's interesting is that if you have a chance, you know, to see our interactions, she is consistently giving me on the court feedback of what's happening, what the other team is changing. She's the epitome of a player coach that's on the floor, consistently working on, hey, coach, we've got to adjust here. They've made the adjustment. I don't know if you saw that. I'm going to start doing this. And so that's huge for our coaching staff to have a kid who's got a voice and the volleyball IQ that Hilton does, that's going to just help us get better and improve in game. And so, you know, is she perfect? She'll tell you she's not. You know, she took some hard serve receives on Tuesday against Watertown. She probably watched that film all week and was figuring out what we can do to make sure that those balls, she doesn't get aced, you know, at her shoelaces again. She's ready to move for those. So she won't give herself the credit, but certainly appreciate you bringing her up, because you and I certainly need to.
And one other thing I was going to bring up and on Tuesday and just forgot about, pregame or postgame, going back to Aberdeen last week, that set four that we won 33-31. What's the highest scoring set you can remember? I remember probably over 10 years ago. In fact, I'm certain over 10 years ago we had a set that went 35-33 down in Brandon once. Is that the 33-31? Is that the longest you've had?
That is the longest I've been a part of. I have watched. You know, when you've coached for a long time, you've been around sports for a long time, I think I've seen a 36-34, and it might have been at a JV level, and that might have taken me all the way back West River in my coaching days, if my memory serves me right. We were at home. The Raiders were playing at Carroll Heyer Gymnasium, and I just remember the varsity biting at the bit to get on, so it might have even been a sophomore match, and we just couldn't get to the end of that sophomore match because nobody would win by two. So I think I remember a 36-34, but as far as me being on the sideline coaching, 33-31 is, in my recollection, my highest score match. So, and I just, you know, you look at the bench and you think, oh, I've got the six best players I can think of to put out on the floor, and we just got to keep battling. I got nothing. I got nothing better to. You just got to believe in the kids that are out there. And some days, and you know, I think we were on the wrong side of that advantage once in a while. I think, you know, 28-27 them at one point. You know, we battle back to 28-28. So it gets real emotional because every point causes the entire gym to erupt in one way or another. So yeah, I think that was my highest.
Well, I'll just kind of wrap it up with this. Like I said, is when you coach long enough, you see everything, as we say. So, but we look ahead here, tough week next week, a Monday match. And just like I was talking about the 33-31, been a long time since I remember us last playing a Monday match. But that'll be followed by Coronation. And when we can host volleyball prior to Coronation, that along with Breast Cancer Awareness Night, always our biggest crowd. So hopefully we got that arena rocking and raucous on Monday night.
Yeah, well, you know, we believe that the arena is a force multiplier for us, and when we fill it with our student section on homecoming week, it just adds to it. The noise level, the intensity level, our crowd just helping us be that seventh player on the court. You know, our girls move a half a step faster. They swing just a little harder, and it, you know, you always wonder why you can't get that level out of them every day, but the arena brings that in them, and especially when it's packed. So we do look forward to homecoming. Right, I was telling a coworker this morning that it's homecoming is tough because you don't want to take the joy of homecoming away from kids, but
you also got to continue to practice and get better. So we hope to compete in a strong match on Monday coming up here, and then spend the week continuing to improve while we're enjoying homecoming. So good luck to, I think we talked at the game on Tuesday, Aurora Dryers in the homecoming court. We've got some excitement inside of our locker room with some of that stuff. So look forward to all that, and look forward to a packed gym on Monday.
Josh Lean, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. Tigers at 3-4 Monday. Been a while since we played volleyball on a Monday, but Monday here on host the Yankton Gazelles, 6:40 pre-match, 7 o'clock start on Tiger. And following the volleyball match will be Coronation. Now it kicks off homecoming week for here on high school. Two matches next week, Monday at home with Yankton, Thursday on the road to top-ranked Harrisburg for Tiger Volleyball. Here on Tiger Football, head coach Drew Strand is next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Dakota Sports.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk here on Tiger Football with head coach Drew Strand. The Tigers fall 41-14 to T-Area last night, dropped 0-3 on the season. Finally got a home game out of the schedule. And coach, a few positives, a few more growing pains that we're spotting right now. We kind of knew this would kind of happen, especially with this three-game buzzsaw to open the season. Bottom line is, had a promising start and hung in there for a while, but three touchdowns in the second quarter, two in the final minute, really kind of put T in the run from there.
Yep, I mean, they came out, they were ready to play, and, you know, we just got to continue to get better at what we do and find ways to get our offense going. I know we struggled a lot last night with our offense, and I just got to do a better job of helping our guys out and putting them in situations to have success.
As we said, you know, every game's a learning situation with the youth we have, but now on the other hand, we know everybody's got three games under their belts now, so they should start to be seeing some of the things that are happening. T, give them credit. They kind of switched things up, especially once we got to the second half. We're able to control the ball. We're able just to stop our offense without getting much going, and so, you know, they came into the game plan, and then they kind of changed as they saw it warranted.
Yep, I mean, they did a good job of switching things up on us in the second half there to kind of control everything and just continue to move through that. Yeah, we just got to continue. We're a young team yet, and like I told those guys last night after the game, you know, we may be a young team, but all those guys that use the reason of, hey, I'm a sophomore, it's my first time playing varsity football, I told them, I mean, last night we can no longer say that anymore. We're week four now coming up, and we've played probably three of the toughest teams in AA, so they're nobody no longer on this team is a first-time starter. You know, they're varsity guys, and they kind of got to figure it out, and they just got to believe in it and work together as a team.
You know, we had some positives first play of the game. Bubba Peterson rips off an 18-yard run, but then T kind of settled in after that. Bubba just had a great game, I thought, as did a few others. Had the kickoff return for a touchdown there right at the end of the first quarter. And, he was a spark, and, you know that's his job. He's one of those core seniors that have been with the program the whole time, and that was probably his best game as a Tiger last night.
Yep, I thought he did a great job, you know, on the offensive side of the ball and special teams, you know. It's really nice when special teams can have an explosive play like that for you and really answer back. It was a good answer back for us when T goes down and scores after stopping our offense. It was a good way to get on the board and kind of get some momentum rolling for our guys. And then offensively, just being able to get in there and run the ball and have Landon kind of help him share time with him. It keeps them both fresh to be able to have those explosive runs, and definitely had it right away going out, and we should have just kept them in that same look and kind of rolled that out the whole time until they switched it up or changed what they were doing. But, you know, we got growing pains just on the coaching staff and things like that, so we just got to do a better job and help these kids out and just continue to grow on as a staff and as players.
And I think we had Bubba second in tackles behind Oakley Anderson, who we'll get to in a moment. And you know, and the other thing that kind of got me going with Bubba too there is he got the player of the game, was deflected a couple of passes in the first half. And, you know, if you can't get to the quarterback, get those arms up, and you can still make something happen. We did have several deflected passes last night.
Yep. I mean, definitely those guys did a great job. I thought, you know, our defense held up pretty good. You know, it's pretty tough to stop a team, especially like T, over and over again. But I thought they did a fantastic job. You know, there's a couple plays, you know, where we kind of messed up or gave them their points, but you know, for the most part, they did a great job of just kind of stopping and holding them and staying true to them. And we just got to do a better job on the offensive side of the ball. And Bubba running around there, he's really switched gears and kind of turned a corner, you know, from last year to this year, and just understanding his role and doing his job and doing it, you know, fast and excelling at it. So we got to just continue to have that and have more younger guys kind of believe in the things that we're teaching them and just kind of move forward and kind of go with that.
You know, and Oakley Anderson led us in tackles, and you know the size, we all know about it. You don't have to worry about him staying low because he is low, but he might be our smartest kid out there, especially on defense. He knows what he's supposed to do, and I think he knows what the other 10 guys are supposed to be doing as well.
Yep, I mean, he does a fantastic job of, you know, whether it's filling a gap, and I know he's going against guys that are 260, 280 pounds or whatever it may be, and, you know, he doesn't shy away from that. You know, he knows his job, and if he's supposed to fill a gap and there's a lineman coming at him, he fills that gap, and he tries to take out that lineman to stuff that hole, and he did a phenomenal job last night of that and just continued to move on. And then there was times, you know, when Kobe went down and all of a sudden we put a guy in there that's never played inside linebacker yet for us. And Oakley's standing out there, you know, calling off the plays and then telling the guy next to him what he's got to do and helping him around. So he's turned into a fantastic leader on that team, let alone being a junior, especially when Kobe goes out. He's always running around and does a great job. And then Anderson back there, we moved him from a D end. I think he played safety last night, and then offense, he was playing wide receiver. At the end of the game, he's playing quarterback. So these younger guys that have to fill roles are really starting to show that they have potential and really that they're football players.
You know, and you mentioned Colby Hofer, you know, and that just had to hit the psyche any way you look at it for the team. He's a leader. He's a kid everybody likes. Hopefully it's just a few-week injury. I think it's an ankle. Bottom line is, you know, we had to have another guy step up. Had a couple guys go in. Ty Kleinsaucer got a lot of work there. He's the guy you mentioned that said really hadn't played a lot of inside linebackers, so other guys got to step up. And, you know, Colby, he's probably going to try and come back before he's really ready to come back.
Yep. I mean, I have no timeline on that. Knowing Kobe, you know, he's going to make it as short as possible just because he wants to be a part of the team and wants to be on the field. Whether he's on the field or off the field, I mean, he's a big part of this team, big part of the group that we have. Definitely a senior leader that puts in the time, puts in the effort, and just continues to work his tail off just like the other guys and really shows these younger guys the ropes and what it looks like, you know, to be what Tiger football is. And, you know, the more guys we can have that, and I think the better success we'll have.
And as you look at, just kind of look at the grand scheme of things here, we have Sturgis coming in next week. They got a nice win last night defeating Rapid City Stevens. I think I saw it was the first time in about 15 years they had defeated Stevens. I know they had some losses off of last year's team. You said you really haven't had a chance to get a look at them yet. Bottom line is that's a program that has been growing under Coach Koleski. So they're going to come in. I know they're hungry for an East River road win. I remember Coach Koleski mentioning that when they came here last year.
Yep. I mean, we just got to continue. You know, I know we played them for homecoming last year, so it's kind of a repeat, and I know they're going to be coming with vengeance. So, you know, we just got to look at our guys and kind of put them in best situations, really get after it, and, you know, just really play disciplined football and excel at ours. You know, our guys can't have a bad play or mess up, you know, two plays in a row, especially against the first 3 weeks when we messed up on one play or one guy did one wrong thing. It really set us back, and we can't be in those situations, and we got to be able to overcome those things. And, you know, looking forward to this next week, we just really got to push to kind of be 100% mentally and execution-wise. We got to be able to execute 100%, and I think if we can do that, it'll give us a chance to be in the game.
And talking with Drew Strand, head football coach for the Huron Tigers, looking at Double A, it's really kind of hard to see just where everything is. Pierre loses last night. I think it was their first loss to a double A team in 3 years, and Watertown gets them 28-14. I don't think anybody 3 weeks ago would have thought Aberdeen's going to be 0-3 at this stage of the season. Spearfish and Mitchell, they play tonight. Be interesting to see how that one comes out as well. And I guess the one thing that really sticks out in 11 double A is there, you know, we've always had Pierre, everybody chasing now. There's a lot of teams bunched together right now.
Yep, definitely a lot of mix-up in the AA, not what we're used to seeing. You know, there's usually peer and then top three or four teams, but now I think, you know, there's a better mix of, you know, top five, top six teams that are kind of in the mix there. So, you know, we're just trying to find a way to get ourselves in the middle of the pack and kind of see where we end up through the season, and hopefully we can just kind of turn that corner and just kind of go on some wins here and kind of figure out our team and execute a little better. Definitely a lot of shaking up in the AA and hard to kind of read teams. You know, when you kind of go in years past, you can kind of see, you know, these teams are the teams, these guys are the wins. But, you know, when you're looking at it now, it's kind of like every game is going to be tough. And we knew that kind of going into the season, and that's how we got to look at every week, that everybody's different. And, you know, everybody can play football, you know, at the AA level, and we just got to believe in it ourselves and kind of do that moving forward.
And as we mentioned, Sturgis next now for homecoming next Friday. Between now and kickoff, 7 o'clock, you have homecoming week with coronation on Monday. Colby Hofer, a football player, up for a coronation. But, you know, it's cliche, but it's true. A head football coach's least favorite week of the season is homecoming week because there's so many other things going on. But then that's where your core of seniors just has to come together and say, our focus needs to be on Sturgis. I know there's fun stuff going on during the school day and everything else, but our focus has to be ready to go. We're going to have a big crowd. Always get a big crowd for homecoming. We need to put on a good show for the guys.
Yep, we really got to come together and just execute and just kind of show out for our own community and have their support. And usually they bring a huge crowd, which is awesome and amazing to fill Tiger Stadium. And just to hear that, you know, behind you as you're playing the game, and to really kind of pump up those guys and bring momentum to those guys as well. And, you know, from my standpoint, we just got to do a fantastic job of putting our guys in situations so they can make plays. You know, I hope they can go out and enjoy the activities, but like you said, they just got to focus and stay locked in so we can execute 100% going into the football game. And we really want to, you know, hopefully kind of turn this around and see what we can do for the rest of the season here.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers dropped to 0-3 on the season. Homecoming up next. Kickoff 7 o'clock next Friday night with the Sturgis Scoopers. 6:30 pregame on Tiger. A little Twins baseball to wrap things up next on Dakota Sports.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And Rich, let's talk about the Labor Day sale. Now, kind of a misnomer when we say Labor Day sale, because it's not just a one-day sale. The sale has started. It continues. And here at Slumberland, and plenty of things on sale, including a whole bunch of doorbusters.
That's right. You know, Labor Day is one of the biggest events of the year. We really ask all of our vendors to step up with amazing deals, and we at Slumberland wanted to bring some of the best values that we've had all year. We've got sofas starting at less than $400. We've got reclining sofa with a free recliner, both pieces together, $697. We've got a sectional with a free ottoman for less than $1,000. Bedstead you can get for $350. That it comes with a free matching rug of your choice. We have up to 60% off of list prices, and as we always do here at Slumberland, we allow you to combine all of the sale prices with our interest-free financing. So right now, we have up to 60% off store-wide, all these doorbuster specials, and also you can take advantage of no interest for 36 months.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday talking a little Twins baseball. Twins opened a three-game weekend home series interleague with the Cincinnati Reds and fell by a score of 8-4. A six-run seventh inning by Cincinnati was the difference, and Ellie De La Cruz, a grand slam, highlighted that six-run seventh as the Reds broke away from a 1-1 tie to go on to the victory. Bailey Ober pitched into the seventh inning, got hung with the loss, even though he did not give up the grand slam. Ober says that the team is well aware they're playing for a playoff spot.
It's now or never, really. I mean, we got to go out there and play hard and win games. the only way that we're getting into the playoffs is if we go out there and handle our business the way we should. And we need to go out there every game and pretend that we're in the playoffs now and try to go out there and win every single game that we need to throughout the rest of the season.
Twins did get Byron Buxton back in the lineup. He batted six, did hit a home run, which tied the game at the time. Buxton said it felt good to be back.
Felt great. As you said, we didn't get the job done, but to be back out there battling and competing with our guys in this situation is it's more like a dream come true. You know, obviously I haven't been in this situation the last few years, so to be able to be here and contribute, go out there and try to do what we do to get to this playoffs is it's fun baseball.
Manager Rocco Baldelli talked about getting Buck back.
Buck, really nice to see him get back in action. Whack one, you know, that'll certainly get him feeling good in one way or another. So already he comes in and really impacts us in a really nice way.
Rocco said Bailey Ober, even though he was hung with the loss last night, is giving the team a chance to win every time out.
Bailey threw the ball well again. The consistency is pretty spectacular with the ability to go out there and give you, you know, more than five innings, give you six innings, give you, you know, even more than that. And a lot of his starts keep you in every ball game. He keeps you in every game. He's got the ability to pitch. That, you know, when people say the guy can pitch, like, this guy can pitch. And that's, he gave us another one of those starts today. You know, in that last inning, there started to get some traffic out there, and there were some things happening. But he gave us another really good outing.
Rocco talked about the bullpen and Jorge Alcala giving up that grand slam.
You're going to pitch the guys right now that are ready to go out, get outs, the guys that are throwing the ball well at the moment. Normally we don't, you know, you give guys, in that moment we were down, you know, we're not up in that game. We need Alcala to go into that game and